Just a couple of dictation. The first one is going to be on a Deborah, D-E-B-R-A, Moore, M-O-O-R-E, 4760, date of birth 4760, address 1101 South 7th Street, Conroe, Texas, 77307. This is a 62-year-old woman who suffers from breast cancer, cholangiocarcinoma, hypertension, chronic pain, severe adhesions in her abdomen and pelvis related to surgery, which has required pain medication and has caused her to be on palliative care, period. She used to be, she used to work in the fast food business, then she worked for Vintage, V-I-N-T-A-G-E company, has been on her feet all of her life. She drove a school bus. She has had knee replacement on the right side, but the knee continues to swell up, and was told there's nothing else that can be done except for pain medication. She used a cane. She's definitely not driving, and she's homebound, period. Patient's surgical history includes a breast cancer surgery, some 7 years ago, gallbladder cancer 10 years ago. She has a large scar on her abdomen, which has resulted in adhesions and of severe abdominal pain. She has not undergone any chemo or radiation therapy anytime recently. Social, she lives alone, but has a sister that cares about her and comes by. But she doesn't drink. She does smoke. She's been under palliative care and has been able to go see her physician, but because of her pain and disability that was mentioned above, she's no longer able to get out of the house to go do that. COVID vaccination up to date. Medication includes COVID, flu, and pneumonia vaccination up to date. Medication, Xanax 1 milligram up to 3 times, then Norvasc 10 milligram at nighttime, Atrovastin 20 milligram a day, Tazanidine 4 milligram a day, Effexor XR 75 milligram a day, fentanyl patch 100 milligram every 3 days, Trazodone 50 milligram at nighttime, Soma 350 milligram, 1 POTID, Vicodin 10-325, 3 times a day. Review of system, leg swelling, weakness, tiredness, pain in the abdomen and lower extremity, especially on the right side, swelling of the knee. She's homebound. Basically now can't get out of bed because of the severe pain, has lost weight, severe deconditioning, shortness of breath with any kind of activity, and she has lost 5 pounds in the past two weeks, period. Blood pressure is 170 over 90, most likely related to patient's pain. Heart rate is 88, respiration is 20. A febrile, heart, positive 1, positive 2, lungs, bronchi, abdomen soft, a large scar noted, the abdomen is quite tender to touch. There's no evidence of cancer recurrence at the right-sided mastectomy site. Lower extremity shows a 1 plus edema, neurological non-focal. Assessment number 1, 62-year-old woman. With severe debility and in pain regarding chronic knee pain, abdominal pain, secondary to adhesions, secondary to gallbladder / cholangiocarcinoma. Next number is breast cancer. Next number is weight loss. Next number is weakness. Next number, homebound. Next number, anxiety. Next number is hyperlipidemia. Next number, the patient has had a mammogram within the past year. That was within normal limits. Next number, using a cane for any type of activity. Next number, shortness of breath, secondary to deconditioning and pain. Next number, let's see, is there anything else I want to put? DJD severe. That's it. Thank you for that one.